RIA Novosti is the biggest Russian news agency, and it was founded shortly after the end of the World War II. And the decision to merge that agency and Voice of Russia, which is another state-run broadcaster, to merge those two into one is provoking a lot of criticism in Moscow currently, with RIA Novosti making a statement on their website that says the move is the latest in a series of shifts in Russia's news landscape, which appear to point toward a tightening of state control in the already heavily regulated media sector. Now, that agency, RIA Novosti, no longer exists following Vladimir Putin's decree, and it was perhaps the most liberal of the news agencies in Russia, of the state-run news agencies in Russia. And the journalists working there covered a wide array of issues, ranging from opposition protests to corruption cases. Now, what is interesting is that this decision comes just 2 months before Russia will host Winter Olympic Games in Sochi in February, and critics say that this move was done to ensure that there is very little or no state coverage of any opposition protests that may occur during or before the Olympics.
You mentioned Sochi, but I wonder if the events that are still unfolding in Kiev have had any sort of bearing on this decision.
Certainly, this could be certainly a factor, with Kremlin very attentively watching the situation in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin said once that the Orange Revolution, which happened in Ukraine in 2004 against the fraudulent elections there, which overthrew the winner of the election and brought Viktor Yushchenko, the former Ukrainian president, to power. Vladimir Putin called all those events in Ukraine an orange virus, orange infection. And he said that everything possible needs to be done in order to stop the spread of this orange infection in Russia, and this is certainly part of that campaign.
RIA Novosti and Voice of Russia, they're being replaced by an agency which will be called Russia Today. We shouldn't confuse this with the Kremlin-sponsored international broadcaster RT, formerly Russia Today.
That's correct, because Russia Today, the channel, the news channel in English that has been broadcasting for a number of years now and is fully sponsored by the Kremlin, has been renamed to RT, which is short of Russia Today. But this new holding is also called Russia Today. So yes, this is the new name. And Vladimir Putin also made another decision that disappointed a very large part of the journalistic community here. He appointed Dmitry Kiselyov, who is a prominent Russian TV personality, as the head of this new media entity. And Mr. Kiselyov is widely known for making extremely strong anti-gay comments on television, as well as other comments anti-American, so on and so forth. He said that those gays who propagate homosexuality to teenagers should be banned from donating their blood, and their hearts, should they die in a traffic accident, need to be burned or buried. Now, this man is now heading the biggest state Russian news agency, and this is certainly a very disappointing decision for many here.